WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. A few dozen KKK members were surrounded by over 1,000 counter-protesters yesterday in Charlottesville. Police eventually had to step in, and 23 were arrested.
More than 1,000 protesters gathered at the rally, which police say was attended by around 50 KKK members in response to the city's decision to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
If people don't like our history, we kindly ask you to leave America.
Things got testy when Klan representatives attempted to move to another area but were blocked by demonstrators protesting the rally. Police then declared an unlawful assembly and were forced to use pepper spray and tear gas to disperse the crowd. I'm TJ Coutine.
Prince George's County Police say a man killed his stepfather yesterday morning, then posted pictures of the body to Twitter. Navarre Beverly was arrested after a short car and foot chase on Saturday. Police say he murdered his stepfather, Ronald Pinckney, at his home in Bowie, put pictures of the body on social media, then took off. Police say Beverly has a history of domestic disputes. A man from Leesburg, accused of selling top-secret information to China, is being ordered held without bond after prosecutors revealed his links to the CIA. The magistrate had initially ruled 60-year-old Kevin Mallory could be free on bond ahead of his trial. He was first found out after he was caught by customs agents with $16,000 in undeclared cash on a flight from Shanghai. In court papers, though, prosecutors revealed for the first time Mallory was a covert CIA case officer in the 90s, later a CIA contractor. The judge ordered Mallory held without bond after prosecutors argued his experience in spycraft could make him a flight risk. President Trump's urging the country to move on from discussing any involvement from Russia in the 2016 election. On Twitter this morning, the president says it's time to move forward in working constructively with Russia, citing the formation between the two of an impenetrable cybersecurity unit. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, thinks Trump wasn't nearly as tough on Putin as he should have been.
I don't think we can move on. I don't think we can expect the Russians to be any kind of a credible partner in some cybersecurity unit. I think that would be dangerously naive for this country. If that's our best election defense, we might as well just mail our ballot boxes to Moscow. I don't think that's an answer at all.
Schiff on CNN's State of the Union this morning. The New York Times is out with a report today detailing a meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer with ties to the Kremlin. Happened just after Trump locked up the GOP nomination. Trump Jr. is confirming the meeting, but he says it was about an innocuous topic, adopting Russian children. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is backing that up this morning.
Talking about issues of foreign policy, issues related to our place in the world, issues important to the American people like adoption, is something that's not unusual.
Priebus on Fox News Sunday today. Iraq's prime minister is declaring victory in the fight to liberate Mosul from ISIS. State TV says Haider al-Abadi is arriving there to congratulate the fighters and the people on a big victory. Mosul was the last population center in Iraq still under ISIS control. The effort to pry it from ISIS hands started last October.
It's been torturous going for Iraqi special forces, moving through that dense rabbit warren of alleyways that is the old city of Mosul, much of it reduced to rubble, their progress slowed by ISIS booby traps, snipers.
That's correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. And the Beltway is normally one of the most stressful places to drive almost anywhere. But yesterday, something different happened. An RV fire closed both the inner and outer loops around 5 p.m. near River Road. And legions of drivers with nowhere to go escaped their cars, started greeting their neighbors. Tweets showed drivers wandering the road, playing catch, one even handing out cupcakes. The road was back open some 3 hours later. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Take one part Jamie Witten traffic.
Round the Beltway, you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes, first on the Fives.
Washington Mornings on the Mall. 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
For non-surgical and drug-free neuropathy treatment, VirginiaFamilyChiropractic.com.
11:05 now, Neil West checks in from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Clear ride around the district this morning. No accidents, no incidents to tell you about. A little slow traffic now, 95 southbound right around Lorton Road through Occoquan, but no accidents related to that. Also, they're still working this crash on Western Avenue between Chevy Chase and Brookville. Looks like they may be in the wrap-up stages of that. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunnies, we head to the upper 80s for a high today, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow looks mostly sunny in the low 90s. Right now, 79 in Dumfries, 77 in Bethesda. We're at 80 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeLuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hello, America. It's Coach Pete. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Hey, this week on the show, we're going to talk about the retirement income transition into retirement and how to build a better portfolio. That and much more, as well as the 401k survival guide on this week's show. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
I am excited to get into this show. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio with me, best-selling author and America's wealth, financial, and income coach, as well as winner of 3 ESPYs, 2 Emmys. I could keep going on for a while, folks. That is Coach Pete Garuda.
You keep going, Thomas. I like the way that sounds.
How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Let's welcome in our student intern from UNC, Abigail Turner.
Yes, Abby, welcome.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, it's another week has gone by. It's funny how fast this year's flying.
Oh, without a doubt.
And sooner or later, Abby will have to go back to school, Thomas. It'll be a sad time for everyone.
Let's not talk about it.
Say it ain't so.
So, hey, it's a fast-moving world, and we can agree on that. And yeah. We look at companies that we never even heard of before that are skyrocketing in perceived value. They're not really publicly traded yet. I want to I talk about on a daily Money Minute I do locally in the Raleigh-Durham area. A company called Uber.
Okay, yeah.
And, Abby, I know you use Uber.
Definitely.
And Uber's become almost like when you used to want to make a photocopy, you say, go Xerox that for me.
It's true. Right? And in the matter of, it seems like no time at all.
You know, so instead of saying, I'm going to get from point A to point B, I'm going to Uber.
There you go.
So if in 2010, if you had been lucky enough to know the insiders when Uber was just a bright idea, and if you put $100 in, by 2015, it would be worth over $1 million.
$1 million.
And that's amazing to me. But
incredible.
Talking to Abby, Abby, how many times do you use Uber in a week?
Probably at least three.
Three
really?
Times
wow.
a week.
Huh.
And
yeah.
I do too. Whenever I travel, I don't even think about a cab anymore. I'm always Ubering places.
Wow, college campuses, I mean.
Yep.
That's
yeah.
really where Uber.
Yeah, thriving,
all
right?
Thriving,
yeah,
yeah.
And so now they have Uber Eats where they'll bring food to you too.
Right.
So it's pretty neat. It's a neat idea. Now, Thomas, when we talk about Uber, you act like you're not too familiar with it.
No, I've actually never used the service.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Got a car, drive here and work, and that's about it.
Have you ever downloaded the app? So once they can get you to download the app, they've got you.
Yeah. Then you're hooked.
Yeah.
Okay,
and Uber's
exactly.
done a really good job. I just wish if they could invent a Uber time machine, I would go back to 2010 and I would buy more than $100 worth of Uber, and I'd be retired.
There you go, without a doubt.
So today we're going to talk about, though, how to build that better portfolio and how to transition into retirement and something called pension maximization and the strategies that go along with that, making sure, hey, when you retire, Abby, now you haven't even started working yet because you're still in school, but let's say you work for 40 years and you retire. Wouldn't you like to get as much income as possible when you retire?
Definitely.
Or would you want to take a smaller amount?
I want as much as possible.
That's right.
Who
that's
wants
right.
that?
Well, that's why pension max has been, that's the slang term for it, has really taken off. And pension maximization is a way to maximize the amount you get. And this really comes into effect when we're talking about a husband and wife. Because back in the old, well, still today, for most people, I was going to say back in the old days, but back in the old days before this concept became realized.
Yeah.
What you'd do is you'd work for a company, and then you'd have basically three options, some more variations of it, but three main options when you retire. One is a life-only option, and that means for your life, you get a maximum amount of income until you pass away.
Okay, sure.
If you pass away one day later, all the money's gone. Or if you go 50 years, they still are on the hook for that.
Okay. Yeah.
That would come in handy for a single person because they would get a max income because they don't care about anybody else.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
It might even also come in handy for someone who doesn't care about somebody else. But if you care about your spouse, what you usually do is take one of these two options. One is called joint and 50% survivor option,
okay,
which means you get a lesser amount. Let's say the life-only option would give you $2,000 a month, okay?
Okay.
So you were guaranteed to get $2,000 a month no matter what, and when you passed away, that money disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take a life and 50% survivor option, which would give you $1,600 a month. So you had a $400 decrease.
Sure.
But if you passed away, your spouse would get half of what was coming in. So instead of $1,600, your spouse would now get $800.
Wow, okay.
Now, if I'm a spouse, that doesn't sound too good.
No.
Because I'm used to living on $1,600 with you, and now you're gone, and I know they say, well, there's one less mouth to feed, but you're still paying bills.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So then the other option was joint and 100% survivor option, which means, well, you were here, you would take even less amount. You'd get $1,400 a month. Keep in mind the 50% option was $1,600 a month, and the no one worried about anybody else was $2,000 a month.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So, and if you passed away, your spouse would keep getting that $1,400 a month.
Really? Okay.
Now, those were the three big options, and they still are for about 90% of people that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you about a secret called pension maximization.
Yeah.
If there were a way where you could get the max option and then pass away, your spouse still gets at least that, if not more, tax-free. Would you want to hear about it?
Oh, all day long.
Yes.
And if you don't want to hear about it, I would recommend you change the channel.
There you go. Now let's hear about it.
Now, I said two big things there. I said you could get the max option, and then when you pass away, your spouse could also get that maximum amount. But then I also said tax-free.
Wow. Yeah.
So, in effect, they'll get a pay raise of about 30% when you pass away. So, are you worth more dead than alive? We have to ask ourselves that. We don't want to make ourselves worth more dead than alive, do we?
There you go. No, we don't.
But Pension Max is just a way for you to take a little bit of that money you're making when you get the max option and purchase a life insurance policy that's specially designed to give your spouse an income greater than or equal to what you're getting right now.
Wow. Wow.
It makes a whole lot of sense. And especially when you're looking at these other options, taking 50% less and all that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to not do about that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you are within 5 years of retirement, it's time to start planning for the pension maximization strategies that exist today. Or if you're retiring tomorrow, it's still not too late. But to me, if you're 52 and older, it's time to look at these. And nothing is a substitute for proper planning ahead of time.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
So, I mean, you understand that, right? It's important.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're spending a little time today to talk about it, because it doesn't really matter what financial products you have if you don't have the right strategy in place. And, gosh, if I had a nickel for every time, I wish Marty Hensley and Parker were here today. They're both on assignment. They're both of my planners upstairs in our offices. But when we meet with folks and they have a whole bunch of products, but no strategy.
Mm.
And so their current quote-unquote planner has put them in a whole bunch of stuff that the planner sold them for no reason whatsoever except to make commissions on them.
Sure, yeah.
So we have to be very, very careful about that. So what I would recommend is the combination of Pension Max strategy inside what we call the Total Retirement Plan and writing a new book on 16 different vehicles and options and strategies that you should enact before retirement. 16. We call it Sweet 16. And they can easily be done in three steps. So 16 intimidates you, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah. But by the way, we talked about your Sweet 16 party. Your parents had a Krispy Kreme party for you 3 years ago. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the little bags of donuts, though, because Abby doesn't like cake donuts. It was the Krispy Kreme donuts.
The real donuts.
They don't compete with anything else.
The hot sign, when you see the red sign, the red light on the Krispy Kreme sign, it's time to pull
do
in.
Do yourself some good time pullover. Pull
yep.
That's right.
So it's just about having that proper plan and proper strategy. And I want to make sure that everybody out there at least has a chance. And we can equal out the financial world. So if you feel like you maybe haven't got the right advice over the last few years or the last decades or all your life, now's a chance to equal that playing field out and get a real plan from a real planning team, one that cares about you, that will put strategies in order. And once we do the strategies, Ab, you've seen this happen. Strategies are, for us, are easy. And then what's even easier, after we have the strategies, we can find the products for the strategy.
Right.
But the worst thing to do is to do products and then try to make them fit into a strategy. It's like that commercial where the for the muffler, and they had a monkey come out with a sledgehammer saying, we'll make it fit.
Oh, no.
Right? We don't want that.
No, definitely.
So here's what I want to do. If you're one of the next 15 callers who call in today, we'll custom design a one-page financial review that'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Mm. And this is a $999 value. We're going to give away absolutely free, complimentary, no obligation to the next 15 callers. And I could be like some of the other shows I hear, callers number between 10 and 25. No, come on. There's no way 25 people call that other show anyway. So what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. When we go to the shopping malls, we always have to find out where we are before we can find out where we're going, right?
That's right.
So we'll do that. We'll also run a fee report. Now, this fee report is vital, because it helps you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is really costing. And, folks, you'd be amazed at how many hidden fees, I call them financial termites, are hidden away in a lot of your portfolios that are shrinking what you could have. We don't want any financial shrinkage going on. We want to dramatically increase your growth potential in your financial plan. And another way to do this is to perform a tax analysis that could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Mm-hmm. That's vital too.
Oh, without doubt.
But the most important part is we will custom design an income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. Included in this is a pension maximization survey customized to you. This is very much overlooked in the financial world. So an income plan that includes pension maximization turns it into a real retirement plan. So, Thomas, this is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Without a doubt,
the next 15 callers, warm the phones up. Call right now. Keep in mind, folks, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we'll never kick you out if you call if you're serious about financial planning.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, privacy is a big thing, but sometimes it can have a toxic effect, especially if you're being too private with your family about what happens when you're not here. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about what I call our little green book, the Confidential Family Inventory Booklet.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
An investor's tolerance for risk is highly personal and therefore emotional. So to keep your feelings from overwhelming logic when managing risk in your portfolio, just apply the rule of 100. Best-selling author Coach Pete says, quite simply, you take 100 and subtract your age. The number left is the amount of your portfolio that you should expose to risk. The rule of 100 is a great tool, but it's no substitute for advice from a trusted financial coach. Coach, I'm actually excited to get into this segment because I think we're going to be talking about something that's very important. And I wanted to actually ask you a question. Abby is sitting across the table from us. She is our UNC student intern. And if you are just joining us, I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in the studio with Coach Pete DeRuta. He is known as America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach. Now, let me ask you, Abby, Coach was referring to legacy planning before. Is that something that's even in your head, I guess, in your, you know, at being 19 or in your early 20s?
No, I mean, not really, Thomas. I'm still a student, but I do hope that my parents
have thought about that quite a bit.
Sure. Well, what's your experience, Coach, with folks who, you know, we talk so often on the show about how that financial red zone is so vitally important to begin preparing for when you're that 5-10 years before retirement. So I'm assuming at this point we really want to make sure that we have our legacy documents in order as well.
Well, if I could invent that time machine, I would go back into the past and I would advise my grandparents to buy a bunch of life insurance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they're gone right now, right? So, I mean, and a lot of people create these massive portfolios because someone left them money.
Sure, yeah.
The trust fund babies, you hear about that.
Absolutely.
I've never been lucky enough to have that. But, you know, it's just so many people now could be in that position to set their family up for generations by creating life insurance or foundational planning, these kind of things. But the most important part is to at least inventory where you are right now.
Okay, yeah.
And so years ago, I told you guys, and this is not a lie, I was yesterday, I was up in my attic.
Yeah.
It's hot up there, by the way. It's amazing what I find when I start going through some of the boxes.
Oh, isn't it the truth?
Because, I mean, I've moved a couple of offices over the days, you know, over the last 25 years, things started to accumulate.
Sure.
And I found something that I'm redesigning now called the Little Green Book. It's the confidential family inventory booklet. It's 42 pages long.
Okay.
But it's a booklet. See, and Abby, I'm giving Abby one now. She can go home and share it with her folks, too.
I plan to.
But this is, you know, the most baffling part to everyone is when someone passes away and they don't know where anything is. So, like, let's say maybe mom or dad pass away. You go to the house. Maybe the last of two pass away. So now you go to try to have to – you have to get rid of everything, right?
Sure, yeah.
And number one, you have to find out where everything is.
Exactly.
And this is not a stretch. I did meet with someone once who said he was burying things in mason jars in the backyard. But if he didn't write it down somewhere, no one would ever know.
Yeah.
Just like my grandma.
Wow. Yeah. So one day, some guy with one of those things, you see him on the beach where they got the little headphones on, they're waving a little stick on the sand.
Sure, yeah.
Some guy might come over there and find your inheritance.
Oh, no.
Right?
Right.
So you got to inventory things out. So things you don't even think about, like your marriage records, your Social Security cards, where are you keeping these? So you write down in this booklet, and it starts, the first page says, "Dear loved ones, in this booklet, we have recorded information you will need when the time comes to settle our affairs."
Wow. Okay.
Now, I don't like talking about this any more than anyone else does.
Oh, sure. No.
Because when we do this, we admit that we're not going to be here forever.
Right.
I've got some news for you. We're not going to be here forever. Not that I don't know anyone who has, and no one ever will.
No, it's true. It's true. And I know it's a hard thing for people to approach, but at the end of the day, you know, Coach, I've got a couple of kids myself, and if I think of the 20-year, the 40-year, the lifetime plan, I have to for them. At the end of the day, I have to for them. This isn't just for me. Sometimes you have to do a little bit of hard work, a little bit of thinking to make sure that when I do pass, they're not put in more harm's way and more sadness and more grief by having this chaotic environment that they're in, but they're able to walk through my legacy documents in a proper way, a way that that would be easy for them.
Just making sure that it's a roadmap to where everything is. Now, we go all the way from, you know, your Social Security information to your living will. Where do you keep your wills? Where do you have life insurance? Where do you keep that? If you were in military, where's that military service data?
Okay, yeah.
Or let's say that you were in the military and you have to go to the nursing home now. Maybe you've had a stroke or something and you can't remember any of this stuff. So you have to write it down so your next of kin can help you with, like, if you've been in the military during active time of war, active service, many times you have that long-term care paid for.
That's right.
And a lot of people don't realize that. Aid in attendance, it's called.
Okay.
So if you don't have your military record, so you can't, your family can't prove that, right?
Oh, wow.
And so we need to know where everything is. Certificates of deposit. A lot of times people put money at different banks. The banks have combined, by the way.
Changed
so
names.
So First Union's not here anymore, but you still have a CD that says First Union on it because you got it years ago.
Uh-huh.
But your kids might not know where the CD is or how to trade it in or how to get it out.
Yeah,
maybe they need
sense.
Money for a nursing home, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So where's your 401k data? Where's your IRAs? All the different things. So this keeps it very simple, as you see, Abby.
Yeah.
Not only from, you know, where you were, when you were married, because it's good to be able to tell when you're writing an obituary, not a fun thing.
No.
You can even write your own obituary in here, which is, again, not a fun thing to do.
This looks great to me, and I really hope that something like this is put together for, I mean, God forbid when I have to deal with this.
Yeah. Well, you could start one right now for yourself, though, when you think about it, because you know certain things, where your bank accounts are.
Yeah.
And we also have a section in here for savings bonds, because back in the day, people would buy a lot of savings bonds and maybe put them somewhere because they are basically like cash.
They are,
lose them, they're gone.
Okay.
So
we
need to know what type it was, what series type, all different series, how much you paid, and when the maturity value was or when the maturity time was. Many people, when we've done this in the past, when we look at the savings bond and we write down the maturity date was 10 years into the past.
Oh, wow.
So we have to go back to the future. Well, you know, if you've been holding that bond, it already matured. You're probably not making what you should have been making on it.
That's right. No, it's very true.
So we have to be very careful analyzing that. So when you write down where your mutual funds are, where your bank is at, who your bankers are, if you have a safety deposit box, where's that information at? So all the things you might not think about, who your relatives are.
Okay, yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't – I mean, your kids don't know all the relatives,
no,
right?
Write
down all the uncles and aunts here. So
that's right.
Give us a call right now.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
You know, something we talked about a few weeks ago, and we got a tremendous response for it, but nowhere near what I thought we should have got, because I think people just don't want to admit that this exists.
What's
and
that,
Coach? It is the True Cost of Fees worksheet.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah.
And I think it's because I call it a worksheet. People don't want to do any work. This is all done for you, though, isn't it, Abby?
Yep, I see it. I'm looking at it.
So it shows you if you had different amount of fees in your accounts, how that would affect it in a bad way over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to see this. I mean, when would you want to find out if you're paying too much in fees? Now or years from now?
I mean, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. So we look at a 6% interest rate, and we assume each account starts with $200,000.
Okay, yeah.
And we look at account with zero fees all the way up to account with 3% fees.
Okay, yeah.
And if you fast forward 30 years into the future, starting each account again with $200,000, the account with no fees is over $1 million, $1,100,000.
Wow, nice.
The account with 3% fees, $484,000.
Whoa,
gigantic
what?
Difference.
My
gigantic
goodness.
Difference. So we do fee inventory, and we can eliminate those financial termites, I call them.
There you go.
But, folks, you need to get a copy of this. So give a call. Get a copy of this fee worksheet. The True Cost of Fees. I can't think of any other name. Worksheet. I did all the work. The sheet's for you, right? So
there you go.
Just the sheet because Coach did the work.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. It's true, Coach. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very important. And we go through something called a strategic development process.
Okay.
And I think everyone listening, folks, if you enjoyed the show so far, you really need to have one of these strategic development processes done for you. We'll sit down with you, and we'll go through everything you need to make sure you not only have the right financial plan in order right now, but how that transitions into a proper retirement plan in the future. And first, we review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. By the way, they eat you alive if you're not prepared for them. We'll also establish a retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle. Very, very important. Then we'll also analyze your current investments. This is the most important step, I think, to establish the true costs and fees. Again, going through that worksheet, but customizing it and showing you what it's costing the way you have your portfolio now. And also the calculated risk exposure level. This is something no one thinks about when the market's going up. But when the market goes down, you could accelerate your downward progress if you don't have this in proper order. If you have too much risk and the seesaw goes the other way, it's like the fat guy on the seesaw. He gets up. You're way in the air. He gets up and leaves. Where are you going?
There you go.
Where are you going?
Yeah, you're going,
going
down.
And that's not going to be fun. I had that happen back in the day, by the way. And so we're also going to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs. In other words, keep that income coming all the way through retirement and have it combat taxes and inflation. Folks, this is done. No cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 15 callers, this is at least a $900 value. But as a radio listener, no cost to you.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really, most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, folks, when we come back, I want to talk about something we call the retirement savings checkpoints and how it can relate to if you're a grandparent now or a parent, you've got a new child on the way or here, how the 529 and dividend reinvestment programs are vital for their future in the financial world. We'll talk about that when we come right back.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Several ceasefires have been declared over the course of Syria's 6-year civil war. None have lasted very long. But another one is in effect today, brokered by Presidents Trump and Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Donald Trump on Twitter says the ceasefire will save lives. Jordan also played a role in the negotiations. Both Jordan and Israel fear Iranian-backed forces allied with the Syrian government could establish a lasting presence along their borders. There's a growing consensus in the cybersecurity world. Your smartphone may be spying on you.
Security experts and civil liberty groups say there is no doubt governments around the world are using spyware to tap into smartphones, taking screenshots, reading emails, and tracking users. Phones typically become infected with surveillance software remotely when users are fooled into clicking on a link. Known hacker Kevin Mitnick says the hackware to break into an iPhone runs about $1.5 million.
Android exploits are much cheaper because it's much easier to exploit an Android phone, so those only run about $200,000.
If you suspect your phone is infected, he advises reload the phone's firmware, which reloads factory settings. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Sports Hall of Fame is getting 9 new members today, getting inducted during a pregame ceremony this afternoon at Nats Park. Among the honorees is a voice familiar to many Washingtonians.
In 1974, I became the original voice of the Washington Capitals and did their games for 23 seasons.
Ron Weber calls it a real honor to be inducted alongside names like Katie Ledecky, Tom McMillan, and Paul Tagliabue.
And that wall hopefully will still be there after I'm gone, and maybe they can point to their kids someday. Hey, that's your great-grandpa up there.
The other honorees include Juan Dixon, Brenda Fries, Glenn Harris, Tony Kornheiser, and Mike Nelms. We'll check on traffic and weather up next on WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
24,000 children die every day from preventable causes. My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit unicefusa.org.
At 11:33 on your Sunday morning here on WMAL, checking on traffic and weather. First, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Neil West has the latest.
Well, we've had just an excellent morning on the road so far. We have a little bit of slow traffic, 95 southbound right around Lorton Road. Elsewhere, things flowing at or near the speed limit. We don't even have many incidents, as in one, to even tell you about this morning. It's a good ride anywhere you want to go. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's good weather as well today. Sunny, low humidity, highs in the upper 80s. Should be just gorgeous. Down to around 70 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunnies. We're back into the low 90s. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. Wednesday, in the mid-90s with some afternoon storms. Right now, 77 in Manassas, 75 in Germantown. We're at 80 degrees right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
And welcome back into the Financial Safari. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, once again joined alongside Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as UNC student intern Abigail Turner. Now, Coach, You are awesome to work for. Folks out there listening, I've just gotten back from vacation, got a little bit of extra energy going on.
He's trying to butter me up so he can get another one.
No, but I love it. I actually asked for a couple of extra days towards the end. Coach, you graciously allowed it. Really enjoy some extra time with my kids, and this segment is what that is all about, helping our kids out. Yeah.
You know, and here's our sounder for the Financial Red Zone, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's when you're 52 or older or within 5 years of retirement, then you're in the financial red zone. But we're talking about now a different kind of red zone when you have kids and you start wondering, where's all the money going to come to keep the kids going, right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
What am I going to do about my children when they get to college?
Precisely,
how am
yeah.
I going to plan? And you don't want to plan the day before they go to college for college education.
Exactly.
So I met with a very good friend of mine this week, and she's pregnant right now with her first baby.
Oh, fun.
And so she was wondering what to do about college for the child that's not even here yet.
Wow.
Doesn't even know the sex of the child yet. But,
awesome.
You know, we talked about the 529 plan. She asked me what I do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, Mikey does it. Well, Mikey likes it. It must be good.
Hey,
likes cereal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what I've always said, and I'm truthful on this, 25 years in the financial world, I'll never advise something to someone that I haven't tried myself.
Really? Wow.
All right.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
I'm the test rabbit, we call it. So, Peter
like
Rabbit,
anything.
Right?
I like it.
So, what I told her is what I do for my daughter, Carrie, is I put money into 529 plan.
Okay.
And I used Utah's for a while, right at the beginning. Now I use North Carolina's because I'm in North Carolina. It's a special benefits about using the one in your state.
Okay.
But you can always look at what state is doing better, and you can invest in any state's 529 plan.
Can you really? Oh, interesting. Okay.
And my daughter, Carrie, is going to be 12 soon. But I still keep the maximum risk in her 529 plan. Mm. So in other words, Carrie's taking a lot of risk. She doesn't know it.
Sure.
But she's done pretty well in her 529 plan.
Okay.
And let's say she gets scholarships, though. And that's what a lot of people say. She's my only child. But let's say she gets scholarships. If you have more than one child, what you could do is you can pass that 529 plan down to the next child.
Can you really?
Wow.
Or you can use it for yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe you want to go back to school, whatever. Like Roddy Dangerfield did it. Why can't you?
There you go.
So there are so many different ways, but it's better to have money put away than not have it put away.
Exactly.
Right.
And can I ask you?
No, you can't.
Why the 529? I'm not super familiar with what
that
is.
The way it's set up. They have special tax write-offs and that kind of thing.
Ah,
and basically, the money comes out tax-free for her when she goes to college.
Ah, gotcha.
So no matter what kind of gain, as long as she uses it for education.
Yeah.
The money comes out tax-free.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, as it exists today in tax law. Now, I never put anything past the government. You look at this health care law going back and forth. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But as it exists today, the money's going to come out tax-free as long as we do it for education.
Yeah,
okay?
Makes sense.
And so let's say she gets a scholarship, though. She might still need some money for books or room and board.
Right.
If we could still justify that as educational expense,
yeah, sure.
Then we can do that. But if she doesn't use it, and we never have any more kids, which I'm 51. I'm not having more kids. but if I take the money out in the future because she didn't use it, I just pay tax on the money. Well, it's free money anyway,
there
right?
You go.
It's
money
I didn't pay tax on sometimes or did, whatever, it doesn't matter. I've got money that's available. So, but for people with more than one child, it's a way to pass the baton down the family tree.
I like it.
Okay?
It sounds like something folks need to be aware of. Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. So the 529 plan we talked about, and then I said, or you could do a DRIP plan, dividend reinvestment program.
Okay. Drew,
now,
I like that.
A great way to teach your child about understanding the money world is to have them sitting in front of the old kitchen table on the commercial, right? They're sitting there with a part of a balanced breakfast or eating a bowl of cereal and some toast, right?
Sure.
So you get them some stock in Kellogg's.
Ah.
But you do it every single month. You do a dividend reinvestment program, which means they take out, $100 or $200 out of your checking account and put it by company stock right in that. So Kellogg's, right?
Okay, yeah.
Same day of each month, the same amount comes out. We call that dollar cost averaging. And then these companies pay dividends.
Okay.
So when it pays the dividend, they use that dividend to buy more stock.
Ah.
So that's why they call it a dividend reinvestment program.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. And since high school, I've been doing McDonald's, Exxon, and Wisconsin Energy.
Ah,
don't ask me about Wisconsin Energy. I just found an energy company. But what I had to do is I had an emergency twice at Carolina when I went to school at UNC Chapel Hill.
Okay.
The emergencies popped up. I had to go to Myrtle Beach.
I took
money out of my stock plans, but it was money I never would have had to begin with, right?
Wow, yeah.
I wish I didn't touch it because since then, McDonald's and Exxon both split a couple times.
There you go, yeah.
But I continue to put new money in. So it wouldn't have been there if I didn't put it away. So, heck, I've had a little fun, right?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
And Myrtle Beach was fun back in the day. There weren't any shootings there.
Yeah, it'll get that way again, right?
Now, we've got a guidebook to put together the family plan, basically. And it's included in the total retirement plan we do, looking at your children and grandchildren, making sure that you put money away from them in the right places. The third option, in what I call the trifecta of college planning, is life insurance.
Hmm.
All right, we call it a self-completing savings plan. Let's say you buy $1 million policy on your grand, and leave your grandchild as a beneficiary.
Okay.
And let's say you pass away too soon. Let's say you only had the policy for like 3 months. You pay 3 months worth of payments. You pass away. $1 million goes tax free to your grandchild.
Does it really?
What?
So you can set it up in a trust where they can't blow it, right? And they can only get a certain amount if they want, or you can give it to them in a lump sum.
Oh, okay.
But think about that. There's no better way to buy dollars for pennies than life insurance.
Mm, without a doubt.
But when you talk about life insurance, you think of that movie on Groundhog Day, where the guy keeps trying to sell him life insurance,
yeah,
right?
My dad's favorite movie.
But life insurance, it's been made fun of, but I've never seen anybody, now I've had to deliver a couple checks in my life, I've never seen anyone tell me they don't want that check.
I'm sure.
It comes tax-free, which, you know, when a time comes like that, when someone passes away, you don't want to be worried about anything, much less paying taxes and all that. So tax-free is very good.
That's right.
As long as you don't buy too much life insurance, we're talking about $10 million worth of life insurance. It's tax-free.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So if you knew when you're going to pass away, the best time to buy life insurance would be the day before you pass away.
Sure.
Makes sense. You know, like they do with the health insurance law now, that even if you have a pre-existing condition, you can go buy health insurance.
Right. There
that
you go.
That goes against anything that has to do with life insurance or insurance world in general. You're supposed to buy ahead of time and pull your money up. So here in life insurance, you're in total control. But here's another caveat for life insurance that most people don't realize. And this is very important because it just came about a few years ago.
Really?
Something called living benefits.
Okay.
So back in the day, like we talked about, the only way to benefit from life insurance was for you had to pass away, so you never saw the benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, nowadays, if you go to a nursing home or need long-term care or want home health care, you can reach in. Let's say you got that $1 million policy we're talking about, $1 million death benefit. You can take some of your death benefit and use it to pay for long-term care when you're alive here today.
Can you really? Wow.
So think about that. Life insurance never has a rate increase. You've got a great $1 million policy if you pass away, but now you've got $1 million worth of long-term care coverage for you.
No, that sounds phenomenal.
So now you benefit. Now, the only problem is once you spend it on yourself, that's less death benefit you're leaving your next of kin.
Sure.
But
it's
better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Very, very important there, and a lot of people don't realize that. And if you have a life insurance policy and it doesn't have the living benefits on it, you need to do a life insurance audit and see if you could trade in, like you do a car, trade in the old model for the new model, right?
So who can do that for folks if somebody wants to do that?
Well, I just so happen to be able to do it for them right now.
Oh,
Thomas.
Really? Wow.
That's
okay.
Right. Why don't you give them the number out?
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. Now, you know, Coach, I had to ask because you never know if you have to go back to the issuing company or
don't want to go back to them because they'll try to sell you something maybe you don't need.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we call it the retirement equation. And Abby, I know you're only 19, but just think about that. I mean, let's say that you passed away tomorrow.
Okay.
Your parents might not, and you see this a lot, Thomas, at churches a lot of times where they start passing around the bucket for someone who passed away who didn't have life insurance and they don't have any way to bury someone.
Yeah,
now.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's always, and again, I hate talking about it because no one wants to talk about it, but it's going to happen to everyone. We're all going to pass away.
There you go.
We're either going to pass away with a good policy or no policy.
Yep,
okay.
That's true.
Or a bad policy. We're better off having no policy, right?
You're right. Mm.
So just make sure we get the right facts and we know what's going on, and it's all part of a true retirement plan. Not just a financial plan, but a retirement plan, income for you and income for your next of kin, and making sure you take all the worry out of living in retirement. Part of the 22 steps in the total retirement plan is going through what to do for the kids, grandkids, making sure that you have the right plan for yourself, and also covering long-term care when it comes up without having to buy a long-term care policy.
Wow.
So if you're one of the next 15 callers, we'll put together this for you. We'll go through all 22 steps in the total retirement plan. We cover this in 2 or 3 meetings with you. So it's not a painful process. So folks, we'll look at what kind of fees you're paying right now in your current policies, and we'll look at how rearranging certain things can give you dramatic growth potential. We'll also look at a tax analysis, making sure you're not overpaying in taxes, and put together a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques, also goes through that process we call pension maximization, making sure you have the right plan to get you not only to retirement, but all the way through retirement. If you're one of the next 15 callers, this is a $999 value, no cost or obligation. Our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we've never turned anyone away and never will.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 866-464-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Yeah, it's really too good to pass up, folks. You really owe it to yourself and your family to take advantage of the offer. When we come back, I want to talk about how goals-based wealth management and diversification can make a big, big difference in your portfolio. We're also going to touch on a case study of someone looking at their house as their retirement plan.
Financial Safari News Network.
Celebrity money mistakes.
And
Whitney Houston was an American singer, actress, producer, and model. Houston is one of pop music's best-selling music artists of all time, with an estimated 170 to 200 million records sold worldwide. She released 7 studio albums and 2 soundtrack albums, all of which have diamond, multi-platinum, platinum, or gold certification. Houston is the only artist to chart 7 consecutive number one Billboard Hot 100 hits. She's the second artist behind Elton John and the only woman to have 2 number one Billboard 200 album awards. Houston's first acting role was as the star of the feature film The Bodyguard in 1992. The film's original soundtrack won the 1994 Grammy Award for Album of the Year. Its lead single, I Will Always Love You, won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year and became the best-selling single by a woman in music history. On February 11th, 2012, Houston was found dead in Beverly Hills, California. News of her death coincided with the 2012 Grammy Awards and featured prominently in American and international media. Houston did not draw up a new will when her daughter was born, but instead added a codicil to leave her daughter her entire estate, which was challenged by Houston's mother. Houston could have reinforced her true wishes by updating her estate plan and structuring a better trust that would have always loved her daughter. Another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. We are excited to have you back here with us. It has been a very fast-paced show this week, covered a lot of topics. Something that we haven't focused on yet, though, that we need to get out in front of you guys is weeklyradiovision.com. Now, if you are not familiar, we are making videos every week recapping our show. Really, just in case you can't sit down on the radio for an hour, you need to get a fast-paced, what did we talk about format? You're going to get this 5 to 7 minute video that really recaps all the content that we talked about, all the most exciting parts of the show.
Weeklyradiovision.com. Now, Abby, you're younger.
Yeah.
And I know you're visual probably. I mean, I'm visual. I like visual and audio, but I mean, this is a way to put the audio that you hear in our show's an hour here on air.
Yeah.
But in like in 7, 8, 9 minutes, whatever, you can watch a recap. Plus some of the things we talk about here that I can't hold up, or I hold up to Abby and you, Thomas, we can hold up on the video and show people what we're talking about.
There you go.
True cost of fees worksheet. Very,
it
very
really
important.
It really is great. It's just a shorter, simpler way to understand everything.
Yeah. Basically you shut me up for the most time and we get it done in 10 minutes instead of an hour. But it's because we have videos. A picture is worth 1,000 words, right? So we can cut off 1,000 words every time we show a video on the show.
There
so
you go.
Yeah. Weeklyradiovision.com. People love this. Well, we've been doing it for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
But it's very popular, I think.
It's been very popular,
You've got some good feedback, I think, from your own family, haven't you?
No, I have very much. I actually was stopped by, we like to call her our great...
A state trooper?
No, our great grandnan. Much better than a state trooper.
Don't want to be stopped by a state trooper.
No, she's in a bit of a conundrum. I thought I could maybe ask you a question here on air.
Sure.
Okay, so she is in her early 80s, so she's well into retirement. She already has a lot of her assets set up fairly well, but the question she was asking me was this. She says, I'm already starting to receive those required minimum distributions, so I'm assuming she's...
RMDs.
There you go. Yep. So she's got a qualified account out there somewhere. Yep. She's receiving Social Security, and she also worked for the state, so she's receiving state income, so she feels very secure on that. But and I'm just going to throw out a number here. She has, let's say, $100,000 sitting out there, and she went to her local bank to invest it because she wants to make sure that she doesn't lose the $100,000, but she wants to make good money on it.
Good, good.
She went to the bank. They were offering her, I think it was less than 1.5%, and she was just a little frustrated by that. And I wanted to get in front of you. You're America's wealth, financial, and income coach. Let's do it.
Well, first of all, 1.5% is better than what I hear most banks at. Most banks are under 1%.
Wow.
Which is crazy because I still remember the days when I would get 14% interest in my passbook savings account.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah.
I would bring the cash down. This was back in the 70s now. I'd bring the cash into the bank. I was a paper boy, so I'd collect it on my route, brought the cash down to the bank, and I'd hand them a booklet, and they'd go back to this little machine. It would start spitting around numbers on there, and when I got back, it would show me my balance and how much interest I earned.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's pretty cool to see.
Nice.
But so she's only making 1.5%, but it's better than not making anything.
There you go.
And keep in mind, what they try to do many times in the bank is when you complain or poke your whip out, they advise you to go down to the corner office inside the bank and talk to the mutual fund guy.
Huh.
They've got fancy names for that person, like a vice president or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Keep in mind, if you're talking about a bank, if you're not a vice president, you're the janitor.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard that joke a long time ago. Everyone's a vice president at the bank.
Yeah, vice president
doesn't mean a thing. All right, so you have to be very careful of risk at the bank, though, because what we think about the bank, and Abby, you're 19, when you think about a bank, you think about a big safe and all the money in there, and you feel your money's safe in there,
which
the bank products are. But when you go into the corner office inside the bank, under the roof of the bank, many times they don't follow the same guidelines of the bank. So if you're buying mutual funds or managed accounts or variable annuities, which are not – a good annuity if you want safety. And I heard a national show that talks about how you can make millions buying and selling stocks. By the way, you can't make millions buying and selling stocks. Not everyone does.
Sure, yeah.
But they want you to think you're working for yourself and you can make a fortune just by investing yourself.
Mm.
They were slamming annuities on the show a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And the problem was they weren't distinguishing the difference between a variable annuity and the other annuities that exist out there that don't have risk or fees or commissions coming out of your money.
Yeah.
But they wanted to make a blanket statement because they want you to bring all your money to them, and they want to charge you thousands of dollars for their stupid investing classes, and which don't work. A lot of people say they don't work. So be very careful about these get-rich-quick schemes are there to prey on you, sort of like the multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
They talk about the fancy cars, and they talk about how you can make $500 to $1,000 a day by only pressing a button a couple times.
Yeah,
come on,
sure.
That's a fairy tale.
Exactly.
We all know that's a fairy tale, and these guys are not regulated, by the way, which is scary. So you have to ask if they are true fiduciaries, which we are, and I've been a fiduciary forever. That means your needs get put in front of my needs, and
there
that's the only way it needs to be.
Absolutely.
Folks, be very careful about those kind of get-rich-quick schemes out there. They're all over the radio, unfortunately, and all over the Internet, showing you how you can supposedly get rich by trading stocks up or down markets, they're saying. They said, like, if a car company went down $4 a share, you'd make a fortune if you shorted that stock, which means you make money when the stock goes down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But how do you know when the stock's going to go down or not?
Yeah, really.
Right? And so I don't care what kind of equations they have in their computers. If they had the magic equation, do you think they would be telling everyone else about it?
No, never.
No. I mean, if I knew a way to make millions in the market, I would keep that a secret and make billions in the market.
I'd have me an island.
You wouldn't tell anybody.
I'd be very, very careful on that. I really was concerned when I heard that on the radio the other day. And I really don't think that stuff like that should be allowed, especially when they're blanketly slamming financial products that some of the products are very good.
Yeah.
And they're saying different things that are not true. Abby, you had something we talked about.
Yeah.
You have a friend or a friend of the family who is doing something different for retirement.
Right. So I heard my parents talking about this the other day. Our neighbors, they're selling one of their cars because actually their beach house is their retirement plan, supposedly. And, you know, just sitting here on the radio show with Coach, I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound like a great idea to me. And I don't know much about that stuff, so I was just wondering what you thought.
Well, we look at what is a sound retirement plan, all right? And what a sound retirement plan to me is, make the most of things that you can control, but be sure to evaluate factors that are somewhat or completely out of your control. And when you're talking about the beach house being their retirement plan, one thing they can't control is the cost of real estate.
Right.
And so let's say, I don't know, maybe they think they can sell it down the road or maybe borrow against it. You still can do a reverse mortgage on that maybe if that's their primary residence down the road. But if the market goes to hell in a handbasket like it did back in 2007, their asset is not going to be as big as they think it's going to be.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to be very careful about putting all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the retirement equation, I call it, picture six circles all surrounding one big circle in the middle. All right, so six circles around, sort of like a clock, around the clock, six circles.
Okay.
And the middle is retirement.
Okay.
So retirement, we have six different things that can fund our retirement. And we need to look at the way we have things allocated, like asset allocation and location. You know, where is our money and how much of it do we have in one place?
Okay.
And so they've violated that because they've got all their money in one place, the real estate, right?
Yeah.
And then we look at market returns. Well, who knows what the market returns are going to be? We don't want to depend on market returns to have our retirement.
No.
Then we look at policy regarding taxation, savings, and benefits. Who knows what the government's going to charge for taxes? Who knows if they might confiscate? You hear about this on the internet. They're going to confiscate our 401k. I don't think they'll do that. They don't have to. All they have to do is raise taxes on your retirement plans up to 90%, and they've confiscated 90% of your retirement anyway.
There you go.
So longevity is another one of the six circles around retirement. How long are we going to live?
Okay.
Well, if you're asking me, I want to live as long as possible. What about you, Thomas?
I'm right there with you.
How about you?
Yep.
So we need to make sure we have money that's going to last our lifetime. We call it plan to 121. All the plans we do go to at least age 121. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing because most people have never seen 121 or know anyone who ever has.
No, it's true.
Anyone
but
has or not.
You know, just the other day I was hearing of I believe they were 97 years old going skydiving.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, only 24 years away from 121.
Right. There you go.
And then we look at saving versus spending. How much have we put away and how much do we want to spend?
Yeah.
So all these go into what we call the total retirement plan, and I call it the retirement equation.
Okay.
And we've got a booklet from Boston College here, Managing Your Money in Retirement.
Mm.
And it's a great booklet. It's over 22 pages, really good booklet. And we're going to share this with any people who call this week when they come in to visit with us. We'll give you a copy of this. And Boston College was nice enough to send me 100 copies. And we've got these for our radio listeners when you come in. It's from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. They have a whole center there. That's all they do is they research retirement.
Wow.
And it all goes into the retirement equation. Make sure you're not taking too much risk. Make sure you're not paying too much fees. And folks, if you are one of the next 20 callers here as we leave for the week, we will review with you every single thing we've talked about on the show, but we'll create a one-page financial review that'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And this is at least a $999 value. I'm also going to give you some of my books and some of these great printouts that we talked about here on the show. And what we really do is we try to take the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out where you are right now. Then we run a fee report that will help you untangle what it's costing to work with your current advisor and see if by just making some simple steps and corrections, we can protect your retirement investment and you could experience dramatic growth potential. If you pay less fees and have better allocation, your retirement should be a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to look at the taxes now and in the future and see how that will affect your portfolio. But most importantly, we'll run that customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques backed up by Boston College to take the worry out of living your retirement for you. In short, folks, we'll take the guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you. If you're one of the next 20 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review, $999 value, no cost or obligation.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 7505.
Well, I think we've talked about a lot this week, and I think hopefully people are paying attention. But keep in mind, folks, you can always go and watch the show at weeklyradiovision.com. That's weeklyradiovision.com. For Abigail Turner and Thomas Lipscomb, I'm Coach Pete. We'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.